Welcome back, Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House. Another jam-packed Saturday morning. We're going to finish the program this morning in this last hour, bringing solar, residential photovoltaic, solar generating power to the top, to the surface, with our resident solar expert, Dan King, from Harmon Solar. Dan, thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for having me.
And I don't know that we don't almost have to cover solar on a weekly basis. It's one of those topics that just has so much confusion swirling in around at ground level. I mean, you got to get up above it to see any amount of clarity at all. What is going on in your industry? We live in Arizona.
Yeah, everybody always asks that question, Rosie. You would think that solar would be mainstream and it would be, something that everybody should do and everybody should get on board with. And like you've seen all the stuff in the news lately with the Corporation Commission and, the ballot initiative that was started and legislation that put forth. And
here you go. This is an indication how confusing the solar industry is. I understand that the legislatures were submitting some bills on kind of countermanding some out-of-state influence in the industry. So they hijack a bill that was intended to establish last January as the Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Arizona.
Interesting.
And then that bill, because it's already in the queue, it's in the line, becomes...
Yeah, they tacked on
some solar.
Yeah.
The second bill in queue was to establish March 7th as the Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Week in Arizona.
Interesting.
Both those aspects of the bill gets dropped. They become a solar industry bill. Everybody's trying to track what's going to happen to solar. And then the out-of-state influence then starts a ballot initiative to countermand these two laws or the...
Yeah, I'm not sure which one... I don't know if the chicken or the egg. I'm not sure which one of those came first.
But that's all part of the confusion.
Yeah, I think the ballot initiative was actually first, but no worries, everybody out there. They're both. All of those have been dropped at this point. They all rescinded all of those. So that's no worries. We're all good now.
So all the parties came together trying to do and undo each other, have all agreed that the current status is okay, let's just let it go.
As far as those initiatives, ballot initiative and the legislation is concerned, yes.
Okay.
I'm sure there's still a big battle out there that's going to be happening as we go through this year. All of the utility companies that are mandated by the Corporation Commission, they are going through their rate cases. So a heads up for everybody, in short order, there's going to be rate increases across the board for most everybody because it's that time about every 3 to 5 years
yeah.
The utilities go through this process. And that's what we're going through right now. And, of course, solar is a heavy topic hidden within, the rate conversation, if you will.
And the two major utilities here in Maricopa County, of course, are APS and SRP. They're mm-hmm. the major ones.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've got what happened a year and a half ago with the self-imposed or self-implemented rate modifications. SRP just went through a regulation board election that I think kind of rocked their world.
Yeah, interesting. we ended up, I believe, getting two friendly solar people voted into their board of directors. So we got an in.
And that's not an easy board of directors.
No.
Even to become a candidate
no.
to be put on the ballot
yeah.
is not an easy job.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know enough about the inside workings of it, but I think this comes as a bit of a surprise.
I believe it was, yes.
Yeah. So you've got that going on. While you in the solar industry are trying to counteract the power rate structure that SRP put in place that virtually closed residential solar down in the SRP district.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, like you said, about a year and a half ago. It was December, I think it went into effect in December of 2014. But the great news for all you SRP customers out there is we do have a solution now where we're pairing solar with demand management, and if you consume a certain amount of energy over the course of a year, we can save you a substantial amount of money. So that extra piece, we're adding a second layer, if you will, of controlling demand, because that's what the rate is that they structured. They make all solar customers now go on a rate that includes a third piece, which is a demand or kilowatt factor. That.
And what was it about that peak demand rate that killed the practicality of using solar in their utility district?
What it does is, over the course of the on-peak time, which runs in the summer from, I believe, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., they measure the energy that your house draws in, and the highest level over the whole month's billing cycle, there's a factor applied to that, and that affects a big part of your bill.
And if you're running two air conditioners and maybe the swimming pool pump in the outside and maybe the hot water mm-hmm. heater comes on and the circulation right. pump turns on, I mean, you could easily get to a power load of 14, 15, 16,
pretty
18.
High, right, yeah. And that would be very, very expensive. And, of course, solar works when the sun is out. It doesn't work at 8 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night. So that's where solar had an issue. We weren't able to offset or have any control over certain parts of that. And that's when the demand management unit that we couple with the solar comes into play, and that's how we keep that down. So you get both, and now you get a rate. I mean, the kilowatt hour cost on the solar rate is practically free. I mean, you pay 3 to 6 cents. I think the average is around 4 or 5 cents per kilowatt hour. So it actually is very beneficial for solar customers now with the demand control that we put in place.
So as they're providing the electricity to the homeowner, they're charging for every kilowatt they provide, mm-hmm. okay, and they're charging a rate off-peak and on-peak for that. Mm-hmm. So we want to divert as much of our power consumption to off-peak.
And actually, in the SRP situation, the rates are so inexpensive. I mean, the difference between on-peak and off-peak is literally 3 cents to 6 cents maybe.
Okay. So they're getting it on this peak demand
yes.
load charge.
Yes, that's most of the bill is focused around getting that. And the utilities tell us, what they tell us now, is that if you can keep that demand down during those times, that's really beneficial for them. So that's why they're incentivizing in that manner.
And so consuming power isn't the problem. No. It's consuming power at the wrong time.
Wrong time and at too much at the same time.
And too much at the same time. So what they do is they have this meter that measures how much consumer energy you're buying. At the lower end, that peak charge isn't too bad. Mm-mm. But at the point, I think, in the SRP plan, above 10, I think, is when it starts dinging you
yes.
pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Above 14, it really dings.
It ratchets up, so the first levels of KW demand are at lower price points, and I think it gets bigger as you get higher tiers.
I believe it does, too. Yeah. So you have a Monday afternoon that you come home in the middle of the summer prior to the monsoon seasons, and it's dry outside. It's hot. It's really hot. It's 114 degrees. And you forgot that you invited the family over for dinner that night. So you got to start the oven, turn the air conditioners down, and you're going to hit a peak kilowatt demand of maybe for the course of an hour, hour and a half, maybe approaching 20. It could be 18, 19, or 20. It only takes
one.
That one right. two-hour event, yeah. and then you're charged that amount for the entire month.
Yeah, that's the factor they apply. So.
And there was a argument by people that say it was punitive might not be the right word, but it might be the right word.
Well, they're incentivizing to not do that or yeah. disincentivizing to do that. So, I mean, if we can keep that under control, homeowners can actually live more comfortably than they do now.
And what you guys were afraid of is you hit 8 o'clock at night, the solar's no longer providing the load, the thermostats may be programmed now at 8 o'clock to take the load down, and then we spike to 16 or 17 or 18, and that takes the cost effectiveness of the solar panels completely out of the picture.
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. So now, how have we outsmarted the system?
Well, like I said, we put a demand control unit there, and we can set that at whatever level we want to. And when you couple that with solar, you're allowing to have your house be more comfortable. If you only had a demand manager, you know, again, I hate to use the word load controller, but right. everybody has a bad thing about that. But in essence, right. it's managing how your air conditioner runs. That's the primary load that we deal with. And it allows it to cycle on and off. And basically, we program into it the rate structure that SRP has. So the unit is smart enough to keep under that level. Your air conditioner still runs. It just doesn't run. If you have two of them, they don't run at the same time, mm-hmm. or they don't run any longer than, say, 15 minutes at a time, and then they'll shut down for a period of time. So we're managing to the rate. And then the solar allows you to keep that air conditioner running longer during the times that solar can help it, so your house stays more comfortable.
So we're taking the peaks off of our instantaneous demand by just basically spreading the consumption out over a little bit longer mm-hmm. period. We're never allowing both the compressors to start at the same time. We're separating those by some amount of time so it doesn't impact. That peak is kind of a function of time as well. Mm-hmm. It's how long yep. you're sustaining that peak mm-hmm. for how long.
That's correct.
So we take all those peaks off. We're not being hit with that high peak charge. And now we're already paying a very competitive rate for the kilowatts.
I've never seen a rate with that low a kilowatt. I mean, normal time of use rates in utility companies on peak summer rates
yeah.
are easily in the mid 20 cents.
Yeah, they can be punitive.
Yeah, so these rates with SRP when you go solar, they give you really really low cost per kilowatt hour at like on peak is 5 or 6 cents. It's really cheap.
Yeah, so if you've been in the SRP district and you've been reading in the newspapers for the last year and a half, or really 2 years, because it was 6 months leading up to it, they were saying, you know, yeah. this is coming, and you haven't, or you've given up on the idea of solar, we're here to tell you now,
yes,
you need to be considering solar.
And we have a special offer for those SRP customers out there, like I usually try to come to the show with.
Yeah.
Since it's been so long, we're going to offer SRP customers that contact us this weekend. We have a website landing page that we can give out $500 off if they decide to move forward with a solar system.
Okay, what is that? What is that?
So you go to HarmanSolar.com/Rosie SRP discount.
Okay.
And there's a special page there. You can fill in some information, and we'll be back in touch with you come Monday and move forward from there.
Okay. We're going to come back and talk about clearing the confusion about solar. You're welcome to join the conversation, even if you're not in the SRP district. If you have questions about residential solar, Dan King from Harmon Solar is here to talk solar right up until 11 o'clock. Give us a ring. The lines are open, 1-888-767-4348.